Hello.
Hi, hello, Tiago.
Hi, yes, good morning, Taha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. I always appreciate that. So early morning on Wednesday, halfway there, right? Almost Friday.
Yep.
Right? So I just got your text. Sorry if you couldn't get through.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to call back, but then I couldn't
Yeah,
get the
no worries.
extension.
I didn't want you to have to call to the customer line anyway, so I figured I'd just give you a call.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
I was speaking with your wife yesterday. She said to give you a call. Otherwise, I wouldn't call this early, but I think where you guys are at, it's actually a little later, right?
Yep. Here it's perfect timing, and I'm gonna be out of
Great.
the office today all day, so
Oh,
now it's
perfect then.
perfect.
Great, great. So I guess I'll just kind of walk you through the steps here. So the address I have for you guys being verified is 129 Longview Drive. Is that correct?
Let me see here. Let me just see here
Of
if
course.
você tem um endereço no shopping, amor?
Okay.
Shopping. Com
Sim.
sua ajuda. Do shopping onde acontece o trabalho do João? Hold on. Is it South Yarmouth you have?
What I have here, let's see, it is Barnstable 02632.
No, let me get it here. Because we have an address for the shop. That's where all the
Oh,
equipment is
perfect.
for us
So,
and
yeah.
everything.
So, yeah, typically, if it's a
Okay.
shop, we'll make sure to list the address and everything.
Porque é meio frio onde eu
O office é lá? Entendeu? Viu no endereço da casa do Jó?
É porque no outro não acha ninguém, entendeu? Não é para chegar correspondências lá, é procurando
All right.
14
No,
anos.
you can keep that address.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
That's what
And
I
then,
told her.
okay, perfect. And so it'll be a 50-mile radius max from that area. So that'll be okay.
Yeah, that sounds right. Let me see if I
Okay.
can. I wanted to
And then
visualize
we can
that for her.
also, yeah, of course, we can even target specific cities or zip codes if you wanted, if you have that information with you. If not, we can just go 50-mile radius and the technician can kind of, you can pick his brain a bit with the map and everything.
Yeah. I think that's better. 'Cause for me, it would be more visually on the map.
Exactly. So he'll kind of just give you a 50-mile radius. You guys can pick some. Do you have any in mind just off the top of your head? Maybe a couple top ones?
I mean, definitely the whole Hyannis, Barnstable,
Barnstable,
South
okay.
Yarmouth, West Yarmouth. Let me see. Obviously Centerville. Hold on, I have something here that might help.
Okay, perfect. So Barnstable,
Barnstable.
Yarmouth, West Yarmouth, Centerville.
Hyannisport. Let me see here. I can just point
That's
out
actually
some
a
that.
good, that's actually a good start, unless, because like I said, the technician can kind of pick out the rest,
Yeah,
unless you
we
ask
can
them.
go from there. Yeah.
Yeah,
We
that
go
way
all
you
the way
don't
to
have to.
Falmouth, but
Problems. Okay.
yeah, but that's not really, that's already stretching. That's our limit.
Right. So yeah, and if we typically like to keep it more convenient for you and also for them, right? So it's even better, right?
Yeah.
Just run smoother that way.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got a
Now,
list here.
oh, you do?
Kind of
Okay,
looking
if you want,
into it.
we can list them down, yeah.
Yeah, I have like West Dennis, Hyannis, Yarmouthport, South Yarmouth, Dennisport, Osterville, Dennis, Harwichport, Cotuit, West Yarmouth, South Chatham, West Harwich, Brewster, Mashpee, East
Brewster.
Dennis. Yeah, Brewster.
Okay. So I got, you can have 12, so let me count here. Barnstable,
Yeah.
Yarmouth. Now, West Yarmouth and Yarmouth, that'll be the same, right? I don't have to list them both.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, it's
should
I
be
mean,
just
they're...
the whole area of Yarmouth. So
yeah,
I'm gonna do
yeah.
that with most of these. Now Hyannis and Hyannisport obviously are different. Can you give me the spelling on Hyannisport actually? I was curious about that.
Hold on, Hyannisport. Where is it anyway? Well, anyway, it's
and anyway.
Hyannis and port.
Ah,
words actually.
Got it. Yeah, right. Okay, I got it now. Perfect. So let's see, Hyannisport. Okay, and then we have, there we go, get Dennis in there.
Osterville is an important one.
Got Osterville. Yeah, that's the next one. So let's see, Barnstable, Yarmouth, Centerville, Hyannisport,
Hartridge.
Dennis, Osterville, Hartridge, Chad,
Yarmouth.
Brewster.
Yep.
Yeah. I have Yarmouth as well. Mm-hmm.
Dennis.
Yep. Got that. I think that should be good, though.
Yeah, we should be pretty covered.
Yeah, that's a lot of area. Okay, and then what about for hours of operation? This is how it's going to appear, like, on your Google business profile. Basically, when you get calls from people who are finding you online. So 8 to 6, you know, 9 to 5, what's going to work best for you?
We can do 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Monday through Friday or Saturday as well?
Saturday as well. Saturday we usually do half shift.
Okay, so it's half shift that day. Okay, I'll put that down too. Half shift. Okay, and then now for contact with clients, like them contacting you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yeah, call, text, email, all good.
Right, all good, all right. Now, like, just to refresh your memory, so we all,
preferably call.
Okay, so I'll put phone and text and,
email's all right, you know, but, you know, we respond faster to phone and text for the call.
Okay, so prefers phone and text. Okay. And then, now, just like I said, refresh, your memory. So we're also including our app, right, where you can see how everything's performing. It's called your dashboard, but then you won't have to log into our website. You'll be able to see this on your app. That, and also the call tracking, you'll be able to see where the calls are coming from. There's a fully functional website that's also included. So if you guys have, you know, any pictures, content, anything like that for the technician, just have that ready. Because, yeah, we'll put it up to, you know, your specifications, color schemes, pictures, and all that.
Well, I don't think we have enough content ready for the website, but that's definitely something we need to work on the sooner.
Oh,
the
yeah,
better.
But, I mean, in there, they'll work with you hand in hand. So, yeah, no worries there.
Nice.
And they can, yeah, they'll get you started at least with something good. And then as you go on, add more pictures and just kind of grow from there.
Sure.
Okay, and then let's see. What about the keywords? Now, of course, landscaping. Now, but I think you guys had cleaning too. So, let's see.
No
general
cleaning. Actually, do you see our name as Disposal Landscaping Cleaning?
I do. That's what I was going to ask about that. If you want me to change that.
Yes, we. I changed it on. I thought it was changed already to Disposal Landscaping and Tree Service.
Tree
service. Because
that's
yeah.
the one you always wanted to focus on the most was tree service,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're changing the name in that direction, everything. Because it used to be.
Okay, perfect. So we'll focus.
You have that cleaning thing, but it doesn't anymore.
Okay, good. Good to know. Yeah, so that's actually, I'll change that. And then the technician can also, you know, build from there. So if you guys, like I said, have anything, logos, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Let's see. And so here we go. So no landscape. You want me to list tree service, like all
no
words associated around
no
that?
No cleaning.
No,
oh,
I was saying the landscaping?
So yeah.
Or
you're
just
right.
Tree service?
No, yeah, We want to just go for tree service now.
Okay.
We also do, no, let's do tree service for now, and then we can.
And then you can switch it around as you go. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So tree service, tree trimming, anything tree. Else? Are you doing like stump grinding?
Stump grinding, stump pulling.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Stump grinding, stump pulling. And then I can have the technician do the same thing. He'll just give you suggestions for keywords that have high search volumes. That way you can get more searches
mm-hmm.
that way too. Yeah, can do. Okay, and let's see. I think that should be good. Give me a second here.
Agora é o momento de...
Só estou dizendo que a gente não dá conta se a gente começar a receber um volume muito grande.
Aí
depois.
A gente vai lá e edita. Entendeu?
Ok.
Já não
está okay.
Você quer point so, print cleanup ou você quer general landscaping?
General landscaping.
All right. So apparently, we should go a little bit for the landscaping as well. So what I
oh, okay.
It's fall yeah. cleanup season, so...
Oh, that's true. Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, so fall cleanup,
yeah.
landscaping.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be some money there. Landscaping, so just should I just put the word landscaping in anything specific, like
yeah,
lawn mowing?
Landscaping,
or
no, general landscaping should be good, and cleanup.
And then
you
fall
can,
cleanup.
Cleanup. Fall cleanup, yeah.
Right, cleanup, yeah. That's what I figured. Okay, perfect. And let's see. It should be good. And then this is the phone number that you'd like people to call, the 431-3455,
yeah.
right?
Yep, yep.
All right. Perfect. Let me just double check. This is a landscaping and tree service, and it's INC, right? Incorporated?
Mm.
Or just leave it out?
Yeah. Just leave it out.
Leave that part
not
out,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it had in the old one. It had an INC, so I'll take it out.
No, probably
so,
it's what it is. Okay.
So should I leave it in if that was the case?
It does. Do you think it makes difference?
I think yeah. those of landscaping and tree service sounds better than with the incorporated.
Sounds better, right?
I think it's more round kind of name. Yeah, it's better. Okay, so.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't need the INC, right? Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. make it any better. Okay, so. Let's see here. I think that should do it. Yep, okay. The next would just be. No, she said you guys were abroad, right? Where is it you guys are again? Like Brazil or?
Well, the business is a bunch of Brazilians, put it that way, but that's where we work off of is, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, gotcha. So let's see. Yeah, so next would just be the billing. So the billing address would be the same then, the 129 Longview,
mm-hmm.
or is that going to... Okay, perfect. And then it's Tiago, T-I-A-G-O. Now, De Souza is that big D, small E, big S, and then O-U-Z-A
mm-hmm.
or Z-A? Or, okay.
Exactly.
And that's Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02632, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That address, okay. And then the payment method, is that like a Visa, MasterCard?
What's that?
For the payment method. Is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Olha, tem que pagar agora. Vem informação de pagamento?
Como assim?
Cartão? Como é que eu vou pagar?
Por que você tá falando de
jeito? Tô perguntando, meu amor. Porque eu tô pedindo sua ajuda.
Não tem nada. Não sei como é que paga isso, não.
Você pode entrar em contato com a Isa aí?
É uma vez ou é recorrente?
É recorrente. I'm just checking here what's the... Payment method.
Best way to. Yeah. Okay.
Do. Gotcha. I'm just because I don't have the payment method in hand. I don't have the card with me right now.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
I'm trying to see what's best.
Yeah. No worries. It's all good. Take your time.
nervoso, não. Eu tô pressado, eu tô comendo, tô falando, eu tenho que sair, eu já tô atrasado.
Okay.
I got a hold of a boss.
Okay. One second.
O Chico tá no telefone aqui com o pessoal lá que vai fazer o ad do Google. E ele tá precisando de umas informações de pagamento. Você paga pra ele? Você passa aqui pra ele, por favor?
Preciso do... Como que vai pagar isso? Ei lá. Mônica, tá boa?
Tô
bem. Bom, também. Eu tô aqui acertando as coisas com o cara, mas eu preciso de pagar ele.
Ah,
é.
Vou te mandar.
Você me manda aqui no telefone da Lívia, pode ser? Então tá. Obrigado. Um beijinho. Eu te ligo mais pra gente conversar. Dá um beijo, criatura. Bye-bye. Also, I'm getting all the info now for the card.
Okay.
It's cool. Being sent to me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Is it just payment now, or we have other stuff that we can...
We're pretty much at the end. We'll do this. We'll go through, like, once I process, you'll get a text and email with the invoice. We go over that real quick. Obviously, it's very straightforward, what we're offering. Then we go through one other quick step, and boom, you're done.
No, I'm asking more because she's sending the card, so if there's something else we can... But
oh, do so. In the meantime. Yeah, sure. So yeah. I'll actually... go through, we'll also set up a security question for you guys. That'll be the first one. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
A good one would be Cerro, Serro. That's the
as the pet's name.
Well, that's the hometown for most of us.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so city. Nice. Actually, yeah, I was asking why you guys were abroad, because I remember she said Brazil. I used to live in Ecuador, actually, for some time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big Brazilian community in Massachusetts State Park.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. One of the biggest outside Brazil.
Interesting. I wonder why there.
I got the card.
Is it near there? Oh, okay, great.
I don't know. No, I think somebody just went there, and there was a lot of
and then all of a sudden,
everybody
on,
going.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. So, card number 4840-2340-0833-0442.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 4840-2340-0833-0442.
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration?
It's 0128.
128. And the number on the back?
339.
339. Okay, and then that was a MasterCard, you said, right?
No, I don't.
It is a Visa.
I don't know. Let me see. Hold on.
Actually, as of now, it usually gives me an error message if it's not. And it's saying, yep, okay. I think it is different. I think it is a Visa.
Okay.
But double check.
I'm double checking. I think it's a Visa. But...
Okay.
Not answering me. I think it's a Visa.
I think because my actual program should tell me, so I think we're good. Yeah, it seems like it's fine. Now, so I'm just going to create your profile here. It just takes a quick second. So just to confirm, It was the 249, right, with the first payment being 348 because the original 99 for the website, the programming, and the onboarding that we talked about before. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then every month after, though, since it's a one-time payment, you're looking at 249. That will stay the same. Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see, just waiting for it to load here. Always waiting on my internet when I shouldn't have to be.
You're pretty early there too, right?
It's, yeah, almost 7 right now.
No, it's okay. Not too bad.
So that's not too bad. Yeah, it's reasonable. Okay. There we go. Finally. Okay. So like I said, once I process here, you're going to see that go through text and email. And then we just have one other quick step. Good to go. Okay, you'll see that come through now. In just a second here, it'll come through on your online banking first, of course, and then you'll see the, I believe the text you'll get first. That's the easiest way to access the invoice anyway, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, one other quick step, I'll set you up with the time with our technician, which can you guys do maybe tomorrow then, since you're going to be out of the office, or what's a good time to set that up?
What's the latest you guys know? Tomorrow is Thursday.
So we're on Pacific time, so that's 3 o'clock. Now, if you guys are 2 hours, or is that 3 hours difference? You're on Eastern time, is that right?
Yeah. What time is it there again? 7. So, yeah, 2 hours ahead. Cool. Where I'm at.
You're 2 hours ahead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 o'clock. All right. Perfect. So 2 hours ahead. And then what would be a good time, you think?
Let me see.
Now, also, you should be getting that text here any second. Let me know when you see that. I think you should already have the email as well.
No, I'll check it in a second. I'm just checking. So tomorrow, good time would be the same kind of time. I have until, you're 2 hours earlier. I have until 10 a.m. here. How's that? That's my limit.
10 a.m. Okay. 10 a.m. there. Perfect. So that would be...
I can do like from 9 to 10, 9, 8, 7. 7 to 8 there, or 6. I can go from 6 to 8. That's my time.
That's your time.
Yeah. No, your time. 6 to 8.
Okay. So 8 o'clock. Okay, I got you. All right. So I'll set it up for, let's see. All right, so so 10 o'clock your it should be 10 o'clock your time though, right?
And my time. I mean, even earlier, but I don't think that's convenient for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So let's try. Let's see, 7. Okay. So it'll be, all right, got it. So you'll get an email. It's like basically a Google Calendar invite. You just hit yes on the RSVP, and then that'll confirm the time. The technician will do the same, and you're good to go. Yep. So let's see. I'm going to send you first over. Did you get that text message? And it should be an email as well, actually. But the text, I think, is the easiest way. It'll have, like, a link in there in the text.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect. So click on that. That takes you into the invoice. Take a quick look, you know, if you have any questions. But then at the bottom there, there's like a spot. You'll click a box that says, I'm the authorized user. You type your name there right below. Then once you hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and password. Let me know once you get there. That's when you know it's confirmed it.
So, okay, I go to accept subscription terms.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And take a quick look there, right? You'll see what's included, the pricing. And then what I was describing just a second ago, that's at the bottom of the page there, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And as you'll see there too, the Facebook budget's included in that. So you have $100 towards the Facebook for those targeted areas that we were talking about. So you'll be able to change those up if you'd like to over time.
All right.
And the clicks are only 10 cents, so usually a $100 budget goes a long way each month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Não, porque ele postou meu nome, Thiago de Souza. The name on the card is not correct.
Oh, I see. The Thiago de Souza, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, so that should be different. What should the name be?
Hold on. No, this should be J-O-B. Dos Santos. De Souza is actually not the last name of the, it's only the business name.
So it's J-O-B and then De Santos, you said?
Yeah, exactly. Cadê o mensagem lá, irmão? Ajuda.
Okay. So I'll try and send you another one. Yeah, so it should be J-O-B and then D-E, big S, A-N-T-O-S, like
yeah.
That? Or is
no,
there space,
it should be, no,
space?
No. J-O-B, space. D-O-S, space, and then S-A-N-T-O-S.
So there's a space. Okay, got it. Job DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so the name, everything on the profile should be Job DeSantis, not Thiago de Souza.
No. Mm-hmm. Job DeSantis.
Okay. So I'm going to try and – no worries. A little surprise. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to send you – it did go through, though. I mean, obviously, the card went through, so that's interesting.
Yeah, no, it's – you know, these business cards, they will go almost anything.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm going to try to send you another one now that it's changed, and let me know if the name changed, because if not, I'll have the technician send another one when you speak with him. But let's at least try. Yeah. So okay, so you should get an, I'm going to just send it through email this time.
Yeah, I'm checking. Yes. And if
okay, should come through now.
Nothing yet.
Okay, I'll try to send the text too.
Yeah.
Like I said, usually that's quicker. So, 1 second. Yep. Sent.
All right. I'll see if I get that text. Sure.
And try refreshing the email, but yeah, the text I just sent, so that should be.
Oh yeah. Got the text already.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
then try and see if the name has changed. If not, I'm just going to have the technician do it when you speak to him. But yeah, I think it should be good.
Yep. You got it.
It's good? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you type your name, let me know if it works this time, right? Like, let me know if it confirms it. It should, like, take you to our website and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good? Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so now we just have one other quick step. Let's see. It's called our voice verification. So it's to go along with the invoice to kind of outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy, you know, go through all the good stuff. So I'm going to start now. And if you have any questions, you know, along the way. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
It's Jusosa Landscaping.
Okay. Now, please state your... Okay. Sorry about that. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Thiago Nunes, and I am responsible for customer service and new clients.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. You like building the website, right, getting you verified, all that good stuff. So also, as a result of increased visibility online, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the calls coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. And those other calls you can happily disregard. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Sure.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just basically let us know of any additional online marketing, say, you might do with another firm during your time with us, just in case there's something we might do that interferes with what they're doing or vice versa?
Sure, of course.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account set up was charged today, okay, October 4th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?